It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
In honor of Veterans Day today, we are featuring a program geared specifically for the veterans in our community. Veterans Court is one of several treatment courts in Greene County, and with us today is Commissioner Kevin Austin, who oversees the Greene County Treatment Court program. So tell us a little bit about the treatment programs in general and what they cover.
Absolutely, and thanks right off the bat for having me here. I'm glad to talk about our treatment courts. They've been a great success. But let me start off. We have a DWI court. We have a family treatment court. The courts that I oversee will be the adult drug court for men and the adult drug court for women, and the co-occurring disorder court, and the veterans court. And each are similar, yes, but they serve different purposes.
What was the motivation behind creating Veterans Court? It's one of the newer treatment courts in the system.
It is. While we have almost every county may have a drug court, only 13 have veterans courts, and we just got ours here in Greene County, I think, 2 years ago. So it is a new thing. What was the motivation behind creating a veterans court? I think there's an overall feeling that with our veterans, if we send them, then we mend them. And so I think that's what inspired it, but why a veterans court in particular serves this group of citizens very well is I think that veterans have a distinct culture through their very stringent training, basic training and training beyond that in the military. They have seen things that I think and been through things that maybe only other veterans can relate to. Now, once they have gone through their training and have served this country, they have seen so much trauma and drama in wars that I don't think, certainly no movie can portray and not even books can. And I think only other veterans can only relate to those type of experiences. Now, having said that, we have some needs that we don't often see in our other courts, and that would be such as post-traumatic stress disorder, and I hate the term disorder. I think any human being that's been through what some of these men and women have been through would have the same symptoms, the same reaction. It's not really a disorder. We also have traumatic brain injuries. So those need special attention, and a veterans court is uniquely suited for that. So while there's special needs, there are also, I think, special strong points that veterans bring. The discipline they have, the self-discipline they have, the willing to accede to the discipline of the court or higher ups, if you will, their willingness to serve brings unique qualities to this court and that we appreciate.
You mentioned that you handle the Veterans Court a little bit different than other treatment courts, and that people may not realize it's a multidisciplinary team approach. So how does the multidisciplinary team work on customized treatment programs for these veterans?
Sure. In treatment court, we're a team of equals with me as commissioner serving just maybe the final decision maker, but we have a prosecutor there, we have a public defender there, we have someone from law enforcement there, we have treating facilities, representatives from our treaters, healthcare treaters there, and we have an attorney that represents the defense bar, if you will, to make for sure no constitutional rights are infringed. With Veterans Court, we also had a couple more. We had somebody from the Veterans Administration there because there is a myriad of benefits that our veterans can attach to or reach out for that's there for them that they may not know about, certainly more than I knew about when I first started this. But we also have a mentor program, and that is another veteran, usually one who's graduated from our Veterans Court, volunteers to be a mentor, and that seems to work out very well. As I told you, or as I said earlier, I think a lot of the experiences veterans have, their feelings and what they've gone through, only another veteran can relate to or help them out with. So that's how we do that a little bit differently than our other courts.
You mentioned this program is only a couple years old, but have you been able to determine the success rate of this court program already?
We have. We have, you know, on average 35 veterans in our veterans court. So in the last, now, treatment court is a minimum of 18 months. We have already had 12 graduates, and we've only had one veteran that we've had to discharge. But after he does some work, he'd be welcome back. So we have had a great success rate in this particular court. And now, just remember, it's been here for 2 years. I've been there for less than half that. So a lot of thanks goes to the previous commissioner, Commissioner Peggy Davis.
So you mentioned earlier, too, the military structure that they've been through certainly lends itself to maybe their success in this program because they're used to a regimented and structured environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I might add this, not just our Veterans Court, but all of our treatment courts, Treatment court is not a kindler, gentler place to do your probation. It is hard. It is tough. You have to meet with your probation officer many more times you would normally do, meet with me many more times than you normally do. You have to go to treatment multiple times a week. You do UAs multiple times a month. So it requires a dedication, and veterans have a special history for being able to do that.
Well, thank you very much. With us today has been Drug Court Commissioner Kevin Austin. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to ksmu.org.